If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.
I Was Made for Loving You by Kiss. 464-56851 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Kiss, we know where we're at with that. That's
Bill, Kiss, Bill that's was nighttime
in the,
music.
Bill was in the Kiss Army. We all know that.
The Kiss Army was incredible. It was a strong group that's still together. I was a member. They used to have trading cards, Kiss trading cards. They had them all. You buy them, we get some like bubble gum and some Kiss trading cards. It was phenomenal. Steve, you go.
All over the country, there were like Kiss Army.
Yes,
and guys would like Bill would do their makeup and have garage concerts.
Yes,
Mike Reiser. Shout out to Mike Reiser in Columbus.
He'd be in his garage.
Yeah, they'd have a Kiss concert in the garage. That song is odd. And when you read the lyrics, it's really odd that people would write
what
those
part
lyrics,
of the lyrics
down.
Yes,
I want to lay
part
it.
What part is odd to you?
The part I want to, and tonight I want to lay it at your feet. What are you doing with my feet?
What's going on?
What's going down down there?
It was a little bit above PG-13.
It was. I just kind of cut that song off.
I cut that off. I felt like I had a shower or something.
Yeah, right. It's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Don't feel clean right now.
I mean, yeah.
That's 9 p.m. and after. That's early break after dark.
That's after dark.
We'll play that at Ruhlman's next week.
It'll be at the end of the night at Ruhlman's.
We'll wrap it up with that.
We'll end
on this note here. Play it.
Play it.
Kiss.
Oh. That's serious testosterone.
Yeah.
Good God, Jake. That's not morning fair.
It wakes you up, though. You're alive, right? You're awake and alive now.
Yes, yeah.
Oh.
I was made for loving you. Boy, you really surprise us.
Yes. That was
yesterday, Billy Currington. Today, Kiss.
79
really
was
really
incredible.
All over the map today. All over the map this week.
Always liked it.
Yeah.
Always liked it, but always thought it was a little much, too.
Yeah.
I've always thought that song was a little much. Like, a little much. 8.2.
It's a good score for being a little much.
I can get it. I'm a 7.999, but it's remarkably incredible. But the history of it is what brings it back to me. I have so much. I mean,
you guys were singing that when you were a 10.
Yeah, we were.
I want to lay it at your feet.
10. We were singing Kiss songs. Me and Chris Buchholz, Colin Ross, and Jay Appleton was the fourth that we won.
That was the foursome?
It was that. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
We did a full Kiss concert for the talent show.
Yeah,
we got third, and that was good. And then myself and Chris Buchholz, like in fifth grade, would dress up in our Kiss makeup, and then we'd ride around on our 10 speeds around town. Don't even start. Ace Frehley. I was Ace Frehley.
Was he the rhythm guitarist?
What's that? No, lead guitar.
Lead guitar.
Double silver stars. Yes. Paul Stanley
had. What was Buchholz? What did he go as?
Buchholz was Paul Stanley.
He's Paul, okay.
Paul Stanley. And then I think Jay was Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons.
And Colin was Peter Criss, the drummer.
Peter Criss was a drummer.
Yes, he's incredible. He had kind of a cat outfit.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have some. Oh, Rudy, we got to guess Rudy's score real quick.
Oh, Rudy. Rudy's not going to like this. 4.9.
7.9.
7.9. Okay. Thank you, Rudy. Rudy's stock up, Rudy.
That's yes. Some ratings from YouTube, then the text line. We've got Troy, 6.2. Bolt, 8.9. Better times, he says, on the text line.
Bolt's right.
Bada Bing, 3.2. Cornball, he says. Cornball song.
Oh, a little bit.
Clam Dog, Kiss's third best song, 7.7.
Third best.
Charlie 5.5, Brandon 7.2, Albert 7, Chris P 4.7 to the text line. Stan and Bennett 7.1. Kip says 1, Kiss is the worst.
Oh, interesting. Hmm.
Kip.
Must not. You'd have grown up in the era.
Wasn't the Kiss Army, apparently.
You'd have known it would have been a different lifestyle. Different
for sure.
Sandmaster and KC 7.2. Bill and Bennett 8.9. Shamia B 7.3. Mike and Dalton a 6. Jennifer 9. Hubby 7.
Whoa. Went 9.
We haven't seen a 9 from her in a long
9.
Time.
She went 9. The best part I've heard so far through this whole segment has been, you were singing this at age 10.
I laid down at your feet.
I was made for loving you. I'm going to lay that at
or
your
heat
feet.
It up.
Or heat it up.
Keep going,
Robert,
please.
In Bixby, Oklahoma, and 7.9. Casey and Seward, 6.8. Lyle in Omaha, 8.5. Ryan in California, 4.1. Who in Clement? 3! 3 from Bird.
Bird just a
3. A 3. Yep.
Bird.
9.1 from Bird Mountain in Red Oak, Iowa. Kiss Army, he says.
Yes.
Pops in Minnesota, 5. Scooter from Roca, 0.095. Not even a 1 for Kiss. Yeah.
Kind of surprised at the low some of the low scores.
A little surprised.
Brett, 9.
9. 9.
Kurt in Northern Kentucky, 8.75. And he did have the Kiss trading cards that still has it.
Okay, yes. There were still trading, has
trading cards. Oh, they were incredible. I had mine. I had like a, my dad had built this as like a bunk bed. So my bed was up top at a desk below. And I
nice.
And I glued to all that. I glued the Kiss awesome. Stickers, those trading cards. I glued them all around that. One day they came on, my parents were like, you used Elmer's glue and you glued all these stickers onto your bunk bed. It. You destroyed it. I did.
What was your response? You're right.
You're right. I did.
You glued.
You destroyed the bunk bed,
that's
Bill.
Beautiful.
Just one day.
That came, is beautiful.
Came home, got some Elmer's glue, and I glued them all on there. It took me about an hour and a half to do. And then my mom's like, I don't even know what to say. You just ruined your bunk bed.
Kiss Army.
When we took down the bunk bed,
it's beautiful.
We had to just throw it away.
No, it's like, fine.
Okay, can we sell it? Well, no. We got to find somebody that's a pretty big Kiss fan.
You can make a good money if that was the case. If you found the right person.
That is beautiful, by the way.
God, Elmer's glue.
I would have thought that was
sweet. It was kind of a blue and yellow.
Cards.
Oh, the Kiss Army.
Song of the day, once again, is I Was Made for Loving You by Kiss from 1979. It is time, without further ado, for the mailbag here on this Wednesday. Here we go. The three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Oh, no.
You won't get hacked if you call our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state. 99%
any retention?
Rate. Yeah, 99%.
Jeez.
Very high. Free consultation at AppliedConnective.com. They are hiring, and also they manage all things IT, cybersecurity, one-stop shop. Stop looking around. It's the one place, Applied Connective. No,
the big thing right now is there's this massive push in the IT world, but they need people. In both, they need them in Norfolk. They need them in Albion. They need them here in Lincoln. This is expanding, and what happens is all of a sudden you're in every county, and then all of a sudden in those towns in that county, you know, kind of catch wind. Like, hang on, who are you guys using? Applied Connect. Who are you guys using? Applied Connect. And it's exploded. It's exploded. Brand. And you have to be able to get, and they will sit down with you, get a chance to do your resume, get a chance to apply for the job, have yourself ready to go, and just boom, you're gonna kill it right off the bat.
Branding. The Applied Connect brand is growing exponentially.
AppliedConnective.com, the website. Check it out today. From the mailbag, first up, Cornhusker Craig in Watertown, Minnesota says, we all grew up as Husker fans, I'm sure, of the stool. Did you anybody have a second team you rooted for that you still find yourself rooting for today or hoping they are successful?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just
Tennessee.
Tennessee's number 2.
Tennessee. Titans.
I went to
No, this is talking about college. College.
Balls. Oh, God.
Talking college football. He said, we all know Nebraska was one.
We're not the Texans. We're not the Titans.
Right, that's true.
No, Tennessee, the Power T. The Power I even T. went to, if I tell you, I've told you this, right when I graduated from Nebraska Wesleyan, I went to the University of Tennessee to grad school. I went there. I took a job teaching in the exercise physiology department and started my master's degree at the University of Tennessee, trying to get into the football program to be a GA. And I would, so like, constantly, once a week, I'd go over to the football office and was trying to work my way in to be a graduate assistant.
Who's the head coach?
At the University of Tennessee. I believe at that time, I think it was still Majors. I think it was still
Johnny Majors.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
At the time, so didn't get real far, and so I got hired at Kearney State College next semester and went from there to Nebraska.
You and Keith Mann have surely had conversations about UT, because Keith Mann, good friend of the show, also spent time at UT.
It was an incredible place to be. Knoxville and the Power T was cool. So I always cheered for them.
Did you have a second team? So I did not. I did not.
Did I? I can't say that I did. There's teams I've liked over the years. I can't say that like I glommed on to anybody. There's programs I like. I've always liked Bama. Always liked Ohio State. I thought Ohio State, when me and Bill were growing up, was I thought they were cool. They're always good. And they played tough football. And I kind of like Woody Hayes. Keep going.
This is a different Michael. We got two Michaels this morning. Michael in Lindsberg, Kansas says, good morning, Stool.
Stool.
Given conversations in the past about better times with the Happy Chef restaurant, I wanted to share this unfortunate news. For those of us Kansas Breakers, our hearts are sullen this morning. I got he sent me a link that there's a Happy Chef in McPherson, Kansas that has been destroyed. A storm took down the Happy Chef.
Oh, it's down. Jeez. That's hard.
He wanted some sympathy this morning for McPherson, Kansas. Chef.
We are.
They still had a Happy Chef.
This picture makes me sad. It's just toppled on the ground.
Is it the Happy Chef himself?
Yeah, the Happy Chef.
It's the big guy that you press the button.
That's right. He's been toppled.
They had one in McPherson.
They had one in McPherson.
Yes.
I didn't know the Happy Chef was even functioning.
No. I didn't
either. It's not functioning. The place is closed, but the Happy Chef was the chef was still there.
Gotcha. Oh, wow.
It's a landmark.
Now he's down.
He's down.
Oh.
He's down.
Worst times.
Not good. Okay, next up, John. John says, good morning. When I was young, there was one guy in the neighborhood who always had the best 4th of July fireworks display. Everyone would watch him before shooting off their own fireworks. Was there a guy like that in your neighborhood who had the best fireworks display when you were growing up?
If that is a great comment, great question.
John.
From Jonathan. We didn't have that. We had anything like that. And so that doesn't resonate. But I do know that Chris Buwalz's dad, Charlie, always bought a giant bag of M80s. And those were always in the closet right next to the fireplace. And it was like, don't touch them, but we did. We lit them off quite a bit, a lot of M80s. So in the fireworks part, that would be the thing that stood up. We didn't have an incredible fireworks person.
I don't remember a single person. I don't. But I don't know what to say. I know I don't think so. And I'm kind of say I was not really that much into it. I was into the little stuff, bottle rockets.
Yeah, that was kind of me. We were very small stuff that was going on.
I like bottle rockets. I like holding them and just letting them go.
Yeah.
The only story I have, and this was sort of disturbing. I was shooting bottle rockets one time, and I guess it went over to it went over our house to the neighbors. And he started shooting back at me, the neighbor. And we were old. I mean, I was like 48.
So this is recent here. Just in the last 10 years.
I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
But you then kept shooting back.
No, I called ceasefire.
Yeah, dude, come on.
I didn't mean to, Anyway, you know how that can happen.
I just like to see two people at 48 years old, one house apart with bottle rockets. just sending them off.
All of a sudden, it was like, okay, they're coming back at me now.
Beatrice didn't really have anybody in my neighborhood that was doing big fireworks displays.
I wondered if you were going to chime
in. Didn't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a big show in the park, but in terms
of
neighborhood.
Was your dad oriented that way?
We spent like $40 on fireworks. $40. Get
$40
worth.
Yeah, well, very frugal.
Watch the neighbors.
We didn't spend a lot. I mean, there wasn't like also we came home like, hey, dad's coming home pretty soon with this, you know, the mega box or something.
Do you know right now if you did that, and I've done it in recent years, you walk into a place, you can drop $400 fast.
Oh, easily. You say, wow, I spent how much?
Fast. $400. Fast. No, without even thinking about it.
I don't ever walk into a tent thinking I'm not spending
$300. Right. Yeah, you're going.
Yeah,
Jake,
I spent $40.
Jake,
yeah.
You're whipping $400.
It was done in about 3 minutes time.
If you have, kids involved, you're spending hundreds.
Now I will say this to give a little bit of advice: if you have someone, get one of just the giant boxes. For
is that
kid.
What you do?
Well, the thing that's fun about it when they open them, they separate them immediately.
That's right.
What the first thing they do is okay, we've got some Roman candles, we've got this. They separate all of it out and they look at it. It's like Christmas to them. And they get when they get give them the big box mm-hmm.
big
and
box.
Some of the stuff in there, it's not that great.
No,
but they're still excited
it's
just
still
like,
a firework.
Okay,
they can still light it.
Yeah.
Up next, Anthony in Sabetha, Kansas says, "Good morning. Question about your pets. Sorry to leave you out in this one, Jake. If Bullet and Sugar could talk, what would they sound like, and what would they say about you?"
Not sure what they'd sound
That's
like.
Really, an unfair question.
Yeah, I don't know
what would they say about you.
Bullet, I think say glowing things.
I'd get very positive reviews. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
He'd say something like, "You think I'm neurotic?"
Yeah, it'd be funny. I think Sugar.
I think Bullet would be quiet, funny.
Yeah,
funny.
Yeah, yeah. Bullet. I mean, Sugar would not be like Petrinka, but it wouldn't be. She jumps out.
I like this. I like the question because there's a male and a female. He's got a female dog. I got a male. Yeah. So they're going to be different.
I think they'd be. Seeing Sugar being simple, quietly funny.
Yeah.
This morning, as I was leaving, I said, "Could you please pet Sugar?" She rolls over on her back, all paws up in the morning. So you rub her belly. And Laura's like, "It's too far away. I can't reach her." So I had to go over, rub her belly a little bit.
Laura.
Laura rubs her belly quite a bit too. Sugar has a pretty good
life. Thank you for
defending me. Yeah, she, trust me, she does.
Yeah, Bullet has a better life than most humans.
Oh, Sugar's in the
he does.
Yeah, Sugar's in the 1%.
Sometimes I worry, like I'm leaving. I'm like, is he going to be all right? And I think he's got the house to himself. He's got a big house. He's got multiple beds.
I do the same thing. I'll call people up.
He's going to be all right.
I'll text Gigi or Grandma and just say, "Hey, I'm going to be gone for like an hour and a half.
Right.
Can you swing by at 45?
It drives Tricks nuts.
You drive by at 45 minutes and just stick your head in, maybe let her out real quick. And
I've said it many times. Bolt's going to be, he's probably going to be alone for 3 hours. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
The dog will be fine. I'm like, all right.
But no, I'm not fine. If we go somewhere, I think we're going to be home like at 8 and it runs till 9:30 or something. First thing they're driving home, "This is not good." And Laura's like, It's fine. Again, same thing. She has multiple beds, air conditioning's on.
Don't worry about
phones,
Sugar.
Everything. Just she's been fed water. Oh, also when she gets her water too, she gets ice water.
You'll get down and pet her and rub her belly, and nobody does that to you.
No, not at all. And if she even looks somewhat, I'll even say when I'm packing to go, if I get the bag out, the black bag means I'm leaving. I'm not coming home that night. And she knows it now, so it just depression.
She's smart.
Her head goes down and she's by the bed and just. It's like, you know, I always call Laura, "This is not good. She is not happy." And it's like, it's okay. It's okay.
You know, there might be times where Sugar is like, "Oh, thank God they're gone."
I wonder about this sometimes.
Yeah.
And they leave and she's just running around the house.
Last one from Michael. It says, "Good morning from Alabama. Last week I sang karaoke for the first time and chose No Scrubs by TLC. What song would the stool sing? If you could choose one song to sing for karaoke, it's collective here. What are we doing for a trio up there?
Are we doing
a Kiss?
Remarkably hard question.
Are we singing Kiss?
Would it be a Three Dong Night?
Ooh,
maybe.
Three-legged stool.
Maybe.
I don't know. That would take a lot of thought. Is it's like, you know.
I don't know what to say. Those are remarkably hard questions. You want me to imitate Bullet's voice.
Yeah, I kind of do.
Yeah.
And now a song of all the songs.
Now what song would the Stool sing together as a karaoke?
We'll have to dig into that one. Also, you know, just so you know,
I don't know.
Hypothetically, I have a hard time getting there because there's no chance we'd ever even consider it. If we were all sitting somewhere to karaoke, you three guys want to get up there? We'd be like, no.
Next week at Ruhlman's. No, we're not doing karaoke there.
There'll be zero.
Jake might
karaoke.
Do it. And Jake would do it.
Yeah, but it's a Stool question.
Yeah.
It's all three
Jake
of us. I have sang
Jake
karaoke.
Jake has done karaoke before.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, but no, I don't know what that song
what song we all sing together. That'd be a horrifying scene, probably.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of different music, so I
70s country?
Something will come up that'll hit me. I'll text you guys when I see it.
Okay.
This might
Here's
be our song.
That is the Mailbag, sponsored by Applied Connective Technologies.
Mailbag.
When we come back, Vanderbilt taking some shots at Nebraska in the Big Ten. At least their quarterback is.
Pavia.
That's next, an early break on the Ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.